Obi, this shit is on Hakpada. Hakpada means being particular in an improper way. Anochiyut, a person who thinks about himself, kas, anger, v'chipus covered, and looking after his own honor, chasing it, hem midot raot, those are bad midas. Chesed, kindness, right, that's the opposite of anochiyut, the opposite of looking internally, giving out to oneself. Right? Anger is against savlanut, patience. V'chipus kovod, looking after a person's honor, chasing honor, is zehirut bekovod chaver habriot, looking after and being careful the honor of other people. And these are midat tovot. So there's the opposite of that. That means, v'zeh baruch lekol adam, this is clear to everyone. So now, what Rav Obi's really said here is a very, very big yisod. He said it like bahavla'ah. But how do you remove the midot ra'ot? Is to do the opposite. That's really the Rambam. Looking internally, anochius is replaced with doing chesed, looking outside of yourself. Anger is measured through savlanut, the ability for a person to take pain and to hold that pain. Kavod, chasing after a person's own kavod, is reflected in looking after the kavod of another person. Now, it's not only a fixing of it, it's actually a way to get the need of those things. If a person's anochi only sees himself, he has a very strong need to be noticed. Sometimes he has a very low self-esteem. When a person takes his need to be noticed, the need to be the center, and throws it on other people, he becomes the center in a different way. He becomes the center of a giver. He creates a world around him. Because all those people he gives to, he's their center. But he's not their center because he's taking from them. He's their center because he's giving to them. And that's really a fixing of that midah. So too, with chasing kavod. The Mishnah says it. Eizehu mechubad, who's an honorable person? Hamechabed et abrius, who gives kavod to other people. Because real kavod comes when a person sees the kavod in another person. When you can see the place and the weight, the heaviness, the importance of another person, that makes you mechubad. With savlanut and kas is also, there's two types of kas, we haven't spoken about it, but simply speaking, it's pain from being hurt, there's one type of kas, or the insecurity that you have to be in control of your environment. When you're savlan, and you realize you're not in control, and you're okay when someone hurts you, and you can hold it, or you're okay when you're not in control of your environment, you don't get nervous, you don't overreact, you get stressed out, right? It's to do a little bit with emuna, right? A little bit with faith in Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a cure of anger. How does a person control his environment? By saying that God's in control. And all I have to do and all I do is ishtadlus. That means you have to do whatever your level of emuna is, a certain level of trying, a certain level of ishtadlus. The more you have emuna, you have to be honest with yourself, the less ishtadlus you have to do, the less you have to do things. Right? But it's very dependent on where your level of emuna. You have to be truthful to yourself. Hakpada, a person being particular on himself, you know, with regards to other people, kimat einu nichneset l'suk hamidot be'enei habriot. It's not something that looks to people as a midah. He nirit ketguva hechrachit umutzdeket. It looks like something that a person reacts to, and it's right. You know, like you said, this plate's on my place. Who put this plate? Why did they take it down to the kitchen? That's being particular. Ah, however, Chazal melamdim otanu, teach us differently. Sha'alu, this is a Gemara in Tanis. Sha'alu talmidav et Rav Ada ba'ava b'ma herachta yamim. The talmidim asked Rav Ada ba'ava, what caused you to have long life? Amalehem, he told them, miyamai lo hikpadati b'toch beiti. I was never ever particular in my home. Anyone who's married knows how difficult that one is. Right? Kids eat, they don't clear up, right? All sorts of things. I don't go into the details, but everyone who's married, you guys don't understand that. But you understand it when someone doesn't do kitchen duty, right? And there's no, and you're coming down to eat, and you have a shear straight away afterwards, and there's no plates to eat on, or the plates are dirty, or something, right? You can understand, you know, they're going to be particular, right? You say, why didn't you guys do the kitchen duty? We just made a new form, we did a thing, we did a whole thing, right? How come you didn't do? Right? That's being particular. Seems like it's right. There's to have this kitchen duty. I do my kitchen duty. Why don't they do? At home you have a similar thing. You, when you make food, you clear up. Other people in the house, even older kids, right, who have, you know, they have intelligence, don't clear up. Should you be particular or not? When is it chinuch? When is being particular? It's not such an easy question. You understand? Okay. But here, Rav Ada says he was never particular in his home. That means when he, I'm not saying he told off his kids, but when he was mechanech his kids about clearing up their plates or whatever it was, whatever they do, right, that bothered him, right, he did it for the purpose of chinuch, not for the purpose of this bothers me. Mm. You understand the difference? It's a big difference. The next chazal he's bringing now from Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rava says, Rava, kids know if you're telling them off because you care for them or that Abba or Ima is particular. Mm. And then they don't listen. Because as she goes, it's mom and dad's problem. You know, they don't feel that it's they're doing it for their sake. Kids know that. So he's asking, what about your wife? So we see in Parshas Vayera, God came to Avram and told him, hey, look what Sarah did. And Avram was particular with her. That was okay. Because there was a reason for that. We explained. Avram had to tell Sarah off on something ruchani. She was going to have Yitzhak. She had a pink, if there was a lack in her emunah, Yitzhak wouldn't come out the same Ola Tmima. So you had to tell her. Sometimes you have to tell your wife, right? Certain things she doesn't realize and you see that they're wrong. But again, if it comes from your, like, you know, you're being particular, and like you, from your point of view, it comes because you care about her. Women like it when you care about them, right? But it has to be said in a certain way. This is, you're right, by women it depends on your wife, and I'll tell you a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says as follows, and it picks wives. Says that on Erev Rosh Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is a serious day for everyone. There's a mitzvah deraisa on Erev Yom Kippur to add to Sefet Inu, to add Michol al HaKodesh, to add 5-10 minutes, something, some consistent amount of time to add, to bring in Yom Kippur earlier. The Gemara says, right, that there were women, and this is a halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. There were women who didn't do it. So the rice and mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippur, come on. Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's from Erev Yom Kippur. So of course you should tell your wife, hey, Erev Yom Kippur, it's a day of atonement. Let's bring in early. Of course you should tell it. Says the Gemara, it depends. Are they going to listen to you? Are they going to accept it in a proper way? If that's the case, tell them. Says the Gemara, but if they're not going to listen to you, or they're not going to accept it in a proper way, they're going to see it as a complaint. It's better not to tell them. Says the Gemara, why? Mutav shiu shogigim velo yu mezidim. It's better that they'll be doing stuff accidentally and not purposely. Okay, so the halacha changes. It says that's only if it's something that's not mefurish in the Torah. It's not explicitly stated in the Torah. But if it's something known and clear in the Torah, you have to tell them. But then you have to know how to tell them. Has to done, says the Chazon Ish, through Ava. Says the Chazon Ish, though, unfortunately, we don't have any more mitzvah of tochacha to people. I'm not sure with your wife and your kids. Well, I think kids might be different because you actually do care and it can have effects, so you probably do. You have to know how to do it. But it has to come from Ava. It can't come from like telling them off. Telling them off is the wrong way. So if you can do it with Ava, that like you really care about them, and they can feel that you really care about them, and generally speaking, the time for doing it is not the time that you notice the problem, rather sometime after. And then you do it in a way that they, it's nice, it's pleasant. It's not so simple. We're not malachim, but that's what should be done. What we do is something different sometimes. Okay? Amar Rav, this is Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, right? Kol hamavi al midotav, anyone who passes over his midas, right? He relinquishes something about his character. Mavirim lo al kol pishav, we remove from him all his sins. That's a very big thing. Shneema, no se'avon, we lift up his sin. Va'over al pesha, right? And we pass over his transgressions. Lemi no se'avon, to who do we lift up his sins as if they're not? Over al pesha, someone who passes over someone who does bad to him. Rashi, ma'vir amidotav, she'eno medaktik, he's not particular. Limdod mida, to measure, lemetzari moto. That means someone did something bad to him. Mi'ikra din, someone calls you a fool, you can say, you're a fool. You can't say, you're a fool and an idiot and I don't know what else, right? But you can say, you're a fool. You can give him back, mida keneged mida. But he doesn't. U'minich midotav v'holech lo. He leaves the retaliation and goes. Kamo ein ma'avirim al mitzvah. You don't pass a mitzvah. Ein ma'avirim al okim. You don't pass over food. Minichan v'holech. Right? You leave being particular and you go. Now, how does that work? Someone did bad to you. Someone called you an idiot, a fool, or hurt you, or anybody, and you shut up. And you get rid of sins. How does that work? It's mida keneged mida. You want to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You hurt a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you sinned. And he left you alone. And he gave you food. And he gave you health. And he left you alone. And the mashchit, the malach ra that you created from that sin, he feeds it, says the Talmud Vara. He protects you. He's ma'avir amidotav. He doesn't give you a patch for a patch. Here's a, you gave me a patch, you get a patch back. How do we bring on that hanhaga to ourselves? How do we bring that way of behaving with ourselves? That's how we behave to other people. If we behave to other people, he patched me, I'm holding it. I'm not going to retaliate. Kodesh Baruch Hu, that creates the environment that Kodesh Baruch Hu behaves that way with us. But if we're particular about what people do to us, and we tell them off, and how could you do this, and da-da-da-da-da. That brings on that way of behavior with Kodesh Baruch with us. Next, Tana Rabbanan. La'olam ye'adam an v'natan ke'hilel. A person should be an anav like Hillel, a humble person like Hillel, v'al ye'kaptan ke'shamay, and not to be particular like Shammai. Hello? Sounds like Shammai didn't have good midas? That's what it sounds? No. No, not saying that. Chas v'shamay. Shammai was a tzaddik gomel. The Talmidim of Hillel, of who's the Talmid of Aaron HaKohen? Was Hillel. Who's a Talmid of Shammai? Right? Where's who? How Talmud of who was Shammai? Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gros, Shammai is Midas Adin. The halacha is going to be like Shammai in the world to come, in the Yimot HaMashiach. Time of Din. In this world, the halacha is Chesed, like Hillel, like Aaron. Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. So it's not, Shammai wasn't a captain in a wrong way. This world is a world of Chesed, a world not to be particular. In the world of Din, you do something wrong, you get patched. That's the kapadanud of Shammai. Mida keneged mida. That's the world of Din. Okay? But what we're being told here is that the mida of not being particular is a mida of anava. Anava says all the Sifrei Musa contain all the midas. All the midas it contains. So this mida of being particular is not just a one midah. It contains all the midahs. Because in order for a person not to be particular about, you're sitting in my chair for davening, you're making noise while I'm davening, you're, I don't know what, right? You're taking too much schnitzel on Wednesday, right? And I only got one piece and you took three pieces. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right. When you're davening, someone else shouldn't be making a noise when you're davening. But that's called being particular. Who says you deserve more than one piece of schnitzel? Who said God wants you to have more than one piece of schnitzel? Who says that God doesn't want you to daven when there's noise? Maybe he wants you to learn to daven when there's noise. So when you go back to Manhattan and it's going to be a noisy firm, you know how to daven. Maybe he's training you in. Who made noise? The person or God? When you realize that your life is not in your control, that God runs your life, and that everything that happens to you is to teach you something, instead of looking outside yourself to change around you, look inside yourself to say, what can I change to live with the situation? That's the midah of anava. To accept your situation. Doesn't mean every single thing, you know. If you want to call, you've got a cold, so, oh, I'm going to accept it. No, you go to sleep, you take vitamin C, you look after yourself. Right? Depends what. Things you can change that are to do with you, not to do with another person. Change. So you can change the way you behave and what you eat to be healthier. Change it. But if it's to do with this other guy, work on changing yourself. The mita of anava is the focus on changing yourself and not changing around you. And that is expressed in the mita of kaptanut, when you're particular with other people. Okay, let's go weiter now. So Revolvi continues. V'kovat ha'akpoda la'atzma, medu miyuchad. Hakpoda has its own special understanding. Avshi l'chora me'anfe akas. Even though l'chora, it comes from kas, from anger. Particularly, it comes from anger, some sort of anger. Hakas hi hitpartzut bezaam. Kas, however, is when a person comes out, you know, in full strength. Ach hi eino mashira roshim belev hakasan. But it doesn't leave an impression on the heart of the person who gets angry. Ulai hu mitcharet achaka. Perhaps he gets, you know, he's sorry afterwards, al hitpartzut, on his, you know, getting angry, you know, going outside his domain. Lo ken hakpada, person who's makpid, he doesn't think badly about himself. Ki shmura hetiv belev, it's there in his heart. ואולי בכלל אינו ניכרת בחוץ. It might not even be seen how he reacts. I might be particular about a person, the way he's behaving. I might not even say a word. Just, I feel it internally. How could he do such a thing to me? How come he didn't pick up his plate? How come he didn't do kitchen duty? How come he didn't do this? I won't say a word. But I'm still particular. אבל היא מחרסמת בלב יותר ויותר. It has its impression in a person's heart more and more. So in a certain sense, it's worse. ובמשך הזמן, היא עלולה להפך לסינה ממש. After a while, after a person does it every day, he comes to davening, and he's shouting away, and he's ruining your davening, and you don't tell him, right? What's going to happen? You're going to get more and more angry. אז בכוחה לגרום, then it has, through its strength to cause, דיבורים ומעשים נוראים. It's like he reaches a threshold, and then, boom, it all comes out. Totsat miyadit. The action, what happens is straight away. Achat yesh la lifamim. So he's saying like this. What comes out from this, right, can happen sometimes. What does it mean by this? Mafsikin ledaber im ze shmakpid enof. A lot of the time what happens, the person will, this guy doesn't understand. He doesn't understand, he has to, what's it called, you know, be mechabed me in a certain way, or behave to me in a certain way. So you know what, I'm not going to talk to him. Ach, ha-mishne b'Sanhedrin, right, says, sone, what is a sone, someone you hate, someone you don't, kol shelo dibei mo shloshe imin be'eva. You didn't speak to him 3 days because of anger. Harilo ledaber machmat eva. He didn't speak to this person because of hatred. He kva sina mamish. It's already considered hatred. You're over a love. You're over a love. Hakpada can cause you to be over a love. It is. If someone's annoying to the extent that you're just bottling it up. And more, and more, and more. And you begin to dislike him for the things he's doing. Right? So you begin to dislike him. If you see that that's going to turn into a hatred, or something you don't like about the person, and you're particular in your heart, you have to speak it out. You have to speak it out with the person. You shouldn't hold hakpada in your heart on someone. You have to speak it out. If you don't speak it out, you're the chote. You have to know how to speak it out. You have to speak it out in a mechubad way. For example, I was on a bus today, right? And the guy was a very, very Yirei Shamayim. He was listening to Shurim and stuff like that and whatever. I was on the bus and the guy driving, it was ridiculous. It was dangerous. He was listening to Shurim, but he was like driving fast and jerking, fast and jerking. So, like, I didn't say anything to him. I said, it's not, I'm only on this bus once, not, because I got on him again. And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll tell him. So, first of all, I told him, I'm very impressed with you. You're a big tzaddik. Because he is. He's a big tzaddik. He's a big keeper. He's listening to Shurim while he's on the bus. People are listening because of him. I said, but the only thing is, maybe if you... I find it sometimes, because he was jerking as well, like it was dangerous, it wasn't only just jerking. So like, you know, like it's a little jerky sometimes. Maybe, you know, in this area, you could do something here. So he said, thank you very much, and that was it. Because you weren't doing it to hit at him. You weren't complaining about him. You were trying to improve the situation. It wasn't only to prove to me how many times I'm going to drive with this guy, right? It doesn't really affect me. I mean, it affected me when I was trying to learn. You know, I couldn't really, like, learn so well every time I was being jerked, right? But okay. But I'm not going to drive with him all the time. He accepted it. Like, I don't know if it changed, right? But he wasn't upset with what I told him. You understand? So sometimes you have to even say something. Now, it wasn't because of Hakpada. It was, you know, he wasn't, you know, there's a difference. I know what it is to go on a bus. You know, there's a normal jerky Israeli, and there's like, you know, the guy goes, whoom, stops, whoom, stops. That's dangerous a little bit. Not only is it dangerous, it's not, it's a chilul Hashem, because you represent a guy who's a frum guy. Everyone sees you, big keeper, listening to shirim, and no one's enjoying the way you drive. That could be a chilul Hashem. So you have to be careful with those things. V'hine, ka suchim yecholim v'yochlim likvosh. Anger, you can conquer it. You cannot let it come out. Mishu Adam, someone who's a person, a full person, Kovesh Kaso, can conquer his anger. Hakpada Tsuchim Leforer. The Hakpada particulars, you have to mefarer, you have to like make into nothingness. Achi Sara Minalev, until you remove it from your heart. Vizahaba Yotekashet, it's much more difficult. Because you're right. You're not behaving badly. You're not getting angry with him. The guy's every day irritating you. And you're holding it. You're not saying a word. You're a tzaddik. Look, he's irritating me and I'm a tzaddik. I'm not doing anything. But you still get the hurt every day. Eventually it's going to come out. So in order for it not to come out, you actively have to say, he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's a young guy or he's an old guy. Whatever you want to say, give excuses. Say he's not even realizing. You have to give excuses for people. You have to dan lekaf schus. Lasir kpeidu me'alev, to remove the particulars from one's heart. He me'avodet hakashot shebemigdash. That's one very, very hard avodah. It says harder than anger. V'zeh ye nose havadim abayim b'zal Hashem. That's what we're going to speak about in the future, about how to remove that particularness from your heart. Now, I'm just going to give you an example so you understand. When I was a bacha, coming from Chutz La'aretz, right? You come from Chutz La'aretz, everyone has their own bedroom, or you share maybe maximum bedroom with your brother or something like that. You don't have like 4 or 5 kids in one room, right? In Israel, people live in smaller apartments and there's lots of kids. You have a lot of kids in one room. So when I was in yeshiva, they put us all the chutzlikim together. So we had our own little room in the apartment. And that's where we used to sleep. And then the Israelis passed through our room. They would turn the light on in the middle of the night. And we flipped it. How can you put the light on in the middle of the night? I mean, hello? We're sleeping. You don't realize if you put the light on, it's going to wake us up? Right? That's obvious, right? That's an obvious thing. If you're come from Qatar, it's obvious. Then I got married. And you have kids. We have quite a few kids. And you have 3-4 kids in the room. And you only have one bedroom and another room. And you're living with X amount of kids, right? And you don't have storage place. The only place you have in your house is these 2 rooms and your salon and your kitchen. So there's things you put in your kids' room because you don't have any room in your room. So now if your wife or you have to go and get something in the middle of the night, what do? You go into the room, put the lights on, right? Yeah, you can use the torch of your thing, but generally speaking, that's not around when we were young, right? And no one goes in Israel with torches. You go in, you put the light on, your kids are full asleep. They don't blink an eyelid. They remain fully asleep. I'm serious. Fully asleep. It doesn't affect them whatsoever. And you take things out. You know what I realized? Hey, this guy didn't even realize he was waking us up. For him, this is normal. You have to always look into the other person's situation. Not always they're doing something which is wrong from their point of view. Mm-hmm. That was a big musa to me. Okay, we'll stop here.